Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to look at the halachas that relate to Simcha, rejoicing during the Shloshim or the 12 months. This is a short siman in Reish Yud Beis 2:12 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to look at 10 questions. So let's start at the top. Which feast is a mourner forbidden to attend during the year of Avelos? So he's forbidden to attend a feast of a bris, milah, a pidyon haben, a siyum, like completing a meseches, anything like which is a celebration, a wedding feast, sheva brachos, all these types of meals where there's friends and food, a avel may not take a seat. What time frame are we discussing for this? So this relates to the prohibition is for 30 days. This is for 30 days for a regular mourner and even 12 months for a person mourning for their father or their mother. Okay. May a mourner participate in a mitzvah, in a sudas mitzvah in their own home? So the answer is yes. If there's a sudas mitzvah and it's in their own home, they may participate, except if it's a wedding feast. In that case, it's more complicated. Unless he is marrying off a orphan bride or groom, and his absence could break the match, therefore it'd be allowed to be done as well. And he may even eat in another house, and he can also wear Shabbos clothing after the first Shloshim. In such a case, what are the rules for invitations and gifts during the mourning? So he may not invite or accept invitations in general. He may not send gifts to others, and others may not send gifts to him. When are we talking about? So this is for 30 days for a regular mourner and 12 months for a parent. What about Shabbos? So for Shabbos, it depends on the local custom. Generally speaking, it shouldn't be anything big, but let's say neighbors inviting neighbors like they regularly do, to decline such invitation would be Avelos Befarias Yom Shabbos. Some say the rule is up till two couples is all right. When it's not a big thing, it's a small thing, is fine. What if a mourner is asked to serve as a Sandek or a Moel? So after Shloshim, even when when mourning for parents, he may wear Shabbos clothes for the bris until after the bris milah, and then he may partake in the sudas mitzvah as well. May a mourner enter a wedding feast hall? The answer is no. He may not enter into to the house where the feast is being held during the shloshim for regular weretos, or 12 months for the parents. Not even to hear the brachas said at that meal. What about a wedding held in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses? So let's say there's the chuppah is taking place in a separate location too, where the meal is. In that case, he may actually attend the chuppah itself and listen to the brachas, and even actually give one of the brachas as well. He may also wear Shabbos clothing. However, he cannot enter into the hall and eat the feast. So generally speaking, in the halls that we have, assuming that the hall is actually different to the place where the chuppah is taking place, which is the case in many places, then they may attend the chuppah. They may actually, a person who's in Avelos may attend the chuppah, but they may not attend the surah at all. In what limited ways may a mourner participate in the wedding feast? So he may attend serving as a waiter, but this does not allow him to sit down and eat in that meal. It just allows them to enter the room. And it does not allow them to dance at all, but they may take food out and eat them in their own home as well. So there is simply no way for an avel to eat or at a wedding feast. Obviously, this is one's child who is getting married, or grandchild, it would be different. But other than that, for nephews, nieces, this does not. There is no allowance. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.